We did a very interesting thing, though, to look at our older patients in this study. What we did is we took an older patient, let's say who's a 67-year-old woman, and we compared her mortality rate with a rate of a 67-year-old woman gotten from the Social Security database. So we looked at how our patients were doing. We took the total cohort of patients 65 and older, and we compared them with similar match patients from the Social Security Administration. And you can do a Kaplan-Meier curve out of the Social Security data. It's an actuarial curve. It's how MetLife sells you your policies. They know that if Dr. Love is a healthy 42-year-old guy, that his probability of not surviving till 52 is 1% or 2%. And so you can take those numbers for an average United States population right off the web, and you can create a curve, and then you can put our curve. And that's a good way to look and seeing if you're getting excess mortality from treatment. Because there's no way I know if 5 years out, if you have congestive heart failure, whether I'm certain it's treatment related or not. So you've got a whole group of patients to compare with a database that's from national data. That's the basis of our Social Security payout program. When we did that, the older patients in our trial actually had better survival than patients we took out of the Social Security Administration. Now, why? Because they're all performance status 0 to 1 going in the trial. They all have been worked up with renal function, with CBCs. They've had physical exams. They've had chest x-rays as part of their breast. So they're pre-selected as a healthy. And then there's physician bias. When we looked at our prior studies in elderly patients in CLGB trials, we found that women 65 and older in the node positive trials, that 25% of them had 10 or more positive nodes. The younger patients in those trials, which spanned many years, it was probably 10%. So where were the younger patients going? They were going on to high-dose chemotherapy and stem cell protocols, very aggressive other treatments. And so the women who got on the CLGB trials who were older tended to be higher risk.
I guess that's not too big of a surprise.
No.
The bar is going to be raised when you have an older patient. What about the 75 to 85-year-old range? What do we know about that?
You know, we still know surprisingly little, have very little hard data. The most recent Oxford overview, in spite of the fact that it has close to 200,000 patients on randomized trials, has only about 1,200 women who were 70 and older on chemotherapy or not trials. And so if you look at the data there, they have a similar proportional reduction in relapse related to chemotherapy as women 60 to 69. But their margin of error, their standard deviation, is so great because the sample size is so small that you can't really say that that group derives similar benefit. It's too underpowered. And so there's a tremendous paucity of data in older patients, and this is a problem.